You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, guys? It is Thursday, June 18th, 2020. This is Locked On Phillies. I'm Tim Kelly. Today's show is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On Phillies sent you. So all summer, I looked forward to this past Sunday's 30 for 30 documentary on ESPN, which chronicled the 1998 home run chase between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. And I actually didn't mind the idea of ignoring steroids or just hinting at them and trying to capture the nostalgia of that summer. But I didn't think the nostalgia part was that compelling, to be honest with you, even though that was obviously one of the most compelling summers in the history of baseball. And then with like the 15 minutes left, they decided to start talking about steroids and sort of bring Barry Bonds into this in some weird way. I don't know anything about filmmaking. I didn't go to filmmaking school, so obviously I'm not going to bash it, but I really was not a fan of the documentary. I know a lot of other people that were otherwise excited to watch it didn't get much joy out of watching the documentary. It did get me to thinking about the idea of what a home run chase would be like in Philadelphia, though. So I pushed this question out to my Twitter followers. I said, would you rather have Bryce Harper breaks a single-season home run record and hits 74 home runs in a season, or the Phillies win the National League pennant? And over 4,000 people voted, and 78.9% of people said they would rather have the Phillies win the NL pennant than see Bryce Harper break the single-season home run record with 74 home runs. And I'll be honest with you, I think they got it wrong. First of all, when I talk about this, I'm envisioning it over a normal 162-game season, not over any type of shortened season that may not even happen in 2020. Secondly, I'm acknowledging that you need to use your imagination here. Lots of players took steroids and didn't hit over 70 home runs. I get that. So, you know, it wasn't as simple as Mark McGwire took steroids. He was some regular skinny guy, took steroids, and all of a sudden he could hit 70 home runs. That's not how this worked. Obviously, there's still a ton of talent in these guys. But the only two that have ever hit over 70 home runs, Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire, were juicing when they did it. And Sammy Sosa, who's the only player to ever hit over 60 home runs three times in an individual season, he was juicing. Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs in 151 games in 1927, which is obviously an incredible accomplishment, but Babe Ruth also never played against a black or Latin player in his life. So Roger Maris is really the only person in MLB history that played against players of different races, and even when he was playing, it still wasn't at the level it was today, but he played against players of different races and ethnicities and backgrounds, and as far as we know, he wasn't juicing, and he topped 60 home runs that season, hitting 61. Now, Giancarlo Stanton and Ryan Howard have come close, but not quite gotten there. So, is it possible for Bryce Harper to hit 74 home runs? Almost certainly not. When Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs in 2001, it was kind of the perfect combination of arguably the smartest hitter in the history of baseball who was a superstar without steroids, and then you give him these designer drugs that just took him to another level where he was the greatest science experiment of all time in terms of production. And you could put someone like Bryce Harper or many great players on performance-enhancing drugs, and yeah, they'd hit more home runs. Maybe you hit 50 or 60 home runs, which is obviously nothing to scoff at. Alex Rodriguez would be a good example of someone that hit over 50 multiple times, was using performance-enhancing drugs, and never sniffed 74. So as far as I'm concerned, Barry Bonds' single-season home run record of 73 home runs in 2001, it's maybe the most unbreakable record in the sport and much more unbreakable than 762 career home runs, which is a milestone that Barry Bonds also owns. That said, I think people really missed the point on this question. If I had guaranteed that the Phillies won a World Series, that would have been one thing. In the way that I frame the question, we know that in neither circumstance the Phillies win the World Series. They reach the World Series, and I'm sure that'd be awesome in one circumstance, but we know once they get there, I don't know who they play, but they lose. The Phillies won the pennant in 2009, and that was an awesome season. But was that a better summer than what you would get if Bryce Harper broke the single-season home run record? As far as I'm concerned, no. Someone wins the NL pennant every year, and look, obviously the Phillies and Philadelphia sports teams can never be in a position to complain when they reach championship games, but it's happened before. It'll happen again. And Bryce Harper breaking the home run record, that would be something we would never see again. Let's look at it this way. In 2006, when Ryan Howard hit 58 home runs and he won the NL MVP, I remember I talked to Scott Graham a few years ago for a project I was doing at the time, and he told me that summer, and obviously he's gone on to bigger and better things than just being a play-by-play announcer, he told me that summer every one of the broadcast team, they felt like they were in the middle of something they had never seen before. And in that case, in the case of Philadelphia, they really were. But Ryan Howard, he blew past Mike Schmidt and Jim Thome in terms of the most home runs that a Philly has ever hit in a season. It was an incredible summer. If Bryce Harper hits 74 home runs, which is 15 more than what Ryan Howard hit that season, he would blow by everyone in MLB history. I mean, it's crazy to think of it. It's 16 more. I'm not good at math, but it's 16 more. He would blow by everyone in MLB history. It would be one of the most iconic individual seasons ever. And to me, Ryan Howard's 2006 season when the Phillies did not make the playoffs, that was not watered down by the Phillies not making the playoffs. And certainly, to me, a hypothetical 74 home run season by Bryce Harper would not be watered down if it also happened to be in a year where the Phillies missed the playoffs. Here's the other thing, though. I saw a lot of people making ridiculous comments in response to this, and at no point did I ever say that the Phillies wouldn't be good. It wasn't, well, either the Philly Bryce Harper can hit 74 home runs and you suck, or you make the World Series. The only thing I said is they don't make the World Series. So as far as we know, the Phillies could win, make it to the NLCS, they could make it to the NLDS, they could just miss out on making the playoffs. Like, it could be still a very enjoyable season from a team perspective. We just know that they're not reaching the World Series. In the scenario where they do reach the World Series, we know that they're not winning it, which is what makes this a compelling day to me. I acknowledge that. But I also would say that just because you have this type of season, I saw a lot of people say, well, if Bryce Harper hits 74 home runs, you're probably going to get both the iconic individual season and a ton of postseason success. In all likelihood, that's probably true. But there is this strange trend where players that have had these iconic home run seasons, their teams don't always make the playoffs. Barry Bonds had 73 home runs in 2001, and if you go back and watch some of the archives on YouTube, Vin Scully talks about it before the game. He says, everyone's tuning in to watch Barry Bonds break this record, but that game between the Giants and Dodgers where Barry Bonds ultimately became the single-season home run king was a game that mattered for the NL West race, and the Dodgers ended up winning the NL West that season. The Giants went 90-72, but there was only one wild card at that time, so they missed the playoffs. The Cubs, they did win the wild card in 1998 when Sammy Sosa hit 66 home runs, but the Cardinals, when Mark McGwire hit 70 home runs in an individual season, they only won 83 games that year and missed the playoffs. Compare that to most of the years Tony La Russa was the manager there, and it was a pretty unsuccessful individual season. Sammy Sosa hit 63 home runs in 1999, and the Cubs went 67-95 and finished in sixth place, dead last, when there were still six teams in the NL Central. In 2001, Sammy Sosa hit 64 home runs, and the Cubs won 88 games, but they missed the playoffs in a crowded division. That was kind of those years where the Astros and Cardinals were, was when the Astros were still in the National League, obviously, and when it felt like those two teams met in the playoffs every year for a few seasons. The Phillies missed the playoffs when Ryan Howard hit 58 home runs in 2006. It was narrow, but they still missed the playoffs. The Marlins missed the playoffs, and I don't recall them even being especially close when Giancarlo Stanton hit 59 home runs. So it is not a guarantee if you have one of these iconic individual seasons that it also leads to team success. It may lead to some team success. To what extent it does, again, not a guarantee. That said, The Yankees won the World Series in 1961, the same year that Roger Maris hit 61 home runs in the regular season. And then the 1927 Yankees, when Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs, they won the World Series, and they're considered the most loaded team in MLB history. So if Bryce Harper were to hit 74 home runs, it would not guarantee the Phillies being a good overall team, but they could still certainly be a playoff team. And without the guarantee of winning a World Series in the other option, either you take Bryce Harper, hit 74 home runs, and you don't know how the season's going to end other than that they don't reach the World Series, or you know the season's going to end with you winning the pennant but losing in the World Series, I'm going to take Bryce Harper hitting 74 home runs because I think it would be one of the greatest stories in the history of Philadelphia sports. Let me know what you think on Twitter, at Tim Kelly Sports. Today's show was brought to you by Rock Auto. You can follow me on Twitter, like I just said, Tim Kelly Sports, and then read my work on PhilliesNation.com and Radio.com. Now tell your smart speaker to play the latest episode of Locked On Fantasy Baseball. I'll talk to you guys next time.